website publishing the names and faces of known sex offenders in Western Australia will go live today. The public will have access to the names of about 50 child sex offenders and the suburbs in which they live, but there are concerns it could encourage vigilantism and see cases of mistaken identity. The Prime Minister has made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Julia Gillard met the country's president, Hamid Karzai, in Kabul. She also had a barbecue with Australian troops and visited a hospital in Tarinkot. It was Ms. Gillard's second visit to the country, and as Karina just mentioned, we'll hear more from the Prime Minister in just a few moments. But Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras say tougher immigration laws will not deter them from coming to Australia. Representatives of the persecuted group have spoken to the ABC in Kabul. They say the prospect of spending time in an offshore processing centre will not stop them paying people smugglers to reach Australia. Turkey has banned all Syrian aircraft from its airspace. The move comes after Turkey intercepted an airliner carrying what it says were Russian-made ammunition for the Syrian army. The Assad government has denied the claims. Activists have also accused Syria of using cluster bombs on its own people. An Austrian daredevil has become the first human to break the sound barrier in freefall. Felix Baumgartner successfully completed the record-breaking jump from the edge of space. 43-year-old also broke the record for the highest altitude jump.